Chapter 15, An Introduction to Preaching. Objectives. Upon the completion of this chapter, you will be able to define preaching, identify subjects upon which biblical preaching should focus, explain the importance of demonstrating God's power when preaching the word, identify 6 biblical warnings regarding preaching. Key verses, Romans 10, 14, and 15a. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Introduction. This chapter introduces the subject of biblical preaching. It defines preaching, identifies the subject of biblical preaching, explains the importance of the demonstration of God's power when preaching, and identifies biblical warnings regarding preaching. In the next chapter, you will learn how to plan a biblical sermon. Teaching and preaching. You learned the definition of teaching in chapter 1 of this course. Teaching is the act of instructing others. It includes showing, demonstrating, informing, imparting knowledge, training, and guiding the studies of another. Here is the definition of preaching. Preaching is the act of delivering a discourse, a sermon, or systematic examination of a subject which instructs others in a formal manner. Preaching and teaching are similar in that they both communicate the truths of God's word to others. You will learn in the next chapter that preparing a sermon is similar to preparing a lesson to teach, but preaching and teaching usually differ in the methods of instruction used and the style of delivery. Combining preaching and teaching. The effective sharing of the gospel combines both preaching and teaching. Jesus taught and preached, Matthew 9:35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. See also Matthew 4:17 and 23, Matthew 9:35, Matthew 11:1 and 5, Mark 1:14 and 38 to 39, Mark 2:2, Luke 4:43 to 44, Luke 9:6, Luke 20:1, 1 Peter 3:19, 1 Peter 4:6. One of the main missions of Jesus was to preach. Luke 4:18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to preach deliverance to the captives, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus died in order that repentance and remission of sins could be preached. Luke 24:46 and 47. And said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. The commission to preach. The disciples were commissioned by Jesus to preach, Mark 3:14. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach. Matthew 10:7. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. See also Matthew 10:27, Luke 9:2 and 60. The goal of the early church was to preach the gospel to those who had not heard it. 2 Corinthians 10:16. To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to your hand. Like teaching, preaching was not confined just to the formal church setting. Acts 5:42. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Neither was preaching confined to just the full-time pastors or ministers. Believers in the first church were scattered because of persecution, and in Acts 8:4, They that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. See also Acts 11:19-20. As believers, we are also commissioned to preach the gospel to the nations of the world. Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Mark 16:15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The subject of preaching. Like teaching, preaching should always be based on God's word. For example, in the sermon of Peter in Acts 2, 12 of the 23 verses were quotations from Old Testament scripture. Biblical preaching should focus on repentance and forgiveness of sins. Luke 24:47. And that repentance and remissions of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Mark 6:12. And they went out and preached that men should repent. See also Acts 13:38 and Acts 14:15. The gospel of the kingdom of God. Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. See also Matthew 9:35, Matthew 11:5, Mark 1:14, Mark 16:15, Luke 4:18, Acts 8:12, Acts 14:7 and 21, Acts 16:10, Acts 20:25. Romans 1:15, Romans 15:19 and 20, 1 Corinthians 15:1, 2 Corinthians 2:12, 2 Corinthians 10:14, 2 Corinthians 11:7, Colossians 1:23, 1 Thessalonians 2:9. The resurrection of the dead, Acts 4:2. Preach through Jesus the resurrection of the dead. See also Acts 17:3-18. The word of God, Mark 2:2. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. See also Acts 8:4 and 25, Acts 13:5, Acts 14:25, Acts 15:35 and 36, Acts 17:13, 2 Timothy 4:2, Titus 1:3. The word of faith, Romans 10:8. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. See also Galatians 1:23. All things concerning Jesus, Acts 28:31. Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3:8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, in this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. See also Acts 5:42, Acts 8:5 and 35, Acts 9:20, Acts 17:3 and 18, Romans 16:25, 2 Corinthians 1:19, 2 Corinthians 4:5, Colossians 1:28. Peace through Jesus Christ, Acts 10:36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. See also Ephesians 2:17. The cross, 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. See also 1 Corinthians 1:17-22. The demonstration of power. The demonstration of God's power is to accompany preaching as well as teaching. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:4-5, "And my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." See Mark 1:39, Luke 9:6, Romans 15:19, 1 Corinthians 1:17-18. The demonstration of power is important because it confirms the preaching of the word. Mark 16:20, "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." The preacher. Earlier in this course, we discussed personal qualities that should be evident in the life of a teacher. These same qualities should also be in the life of one who preaches the gospel. Colossians chapter 1 identifies 3 additional qualities of a preacher of the gospel. He is a minister of Christ, a faithful minister of Christ. Verse 7, Christ must be exalted in all his preaching. He is a minister of the gospel. The gospel whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Verse 23, he is a minister of the church whereof I am made a minister. Verses 24 and 25. Biblical warnings. Here are 4 biblical warnings regarding preaching. Preachers must live what they preach. Romans 2:21. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? That thou preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast away. If you are called to preach, it is not an option. Preaching is not an option for those specifically called by God to do so. 1 Corinthians 9:16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Preaching must be based on God's word. Galatians 1:8-9. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And if we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. See also 2 Corinthians 11:4. Motives must be right. Paul discusses motives for preaching the gospel in Philippians 1:15-18. Read this passage in your Bible. Paul noted that in Philippians 1:15, some indeed preach Christ, even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill.